Okay, the question was asked. We have sources that say there's no such thing as good and bad. There are sources that say, oh, it's fine. There are sources that say, what were the sources you quoted?
We should be able to differentiate between good and bad.
Differentiate between good and bad. What was the third thing you quoted?
What was the first one you mentioned?
Tell me all your quotes.
There's no good and bad. Everything is for good.
Everything is for good. Okay. So let's remind me the quotes. Okay, I'm just, I have to remember them. So the first thing we have to know is the pasuk says, Re'ei natati lefanecha. Hashem says, behold, I've given before you et ha'chaim ve'et ha'tov ve'et ha'mavet ve'et ha'ra. I've given before you life and good and death and bad. Uvacharta b'chaim, choose life. So the Torah says you have a choice. That means we, human beings, living in this world, have free choice, and we make choices, and the choices are sometimes going to be between good and bad. That means a person can choose to be good, a person can choose to be bad. But that choice exists. So that's a pasuk. Okay? We have free choice, and that means we have the ability to do bad. When Chava ate from the forbidden fruit, she did bad. When a person does an aveira, they do bad. You can't say everything's good. Not true. Okay? So, there's... The pasuk says, Tov Ra. Okay?
Oh, I think it said everything is for...
Oh! Now, there's another concept which says that although in my actions on a day-to-day basis, I make choices between doing what's right and what's wrong, between what's good and what's bad... is there anything about a person or is there any trait that is bad? So we say no. Every trait is good. When we speak about a trait, you just have to know where to apply it. If right now you tell me killing, is it ever good? Yeah, sometimes you have to kill. If you see a murderer chasing after someone, don't you have to kill them? You see a person's running, save me, someone's chasing after them with an axe. So, if you see, there's something which it's obvious that you have to kill the person. So, yeah, sometimes killing is good. You can't always say killing is bad. Sometimes, if you see the hijackers taking the plane to blow up the Twin Towers, you could kill the hijacker. No, killing's bad. I don't want to kill anyone. That's not true, right? We're going to talk him out of it, right. So that's what we say, that there's nothing that's only bad. Even the things, the most vile things, like killing, there's a time when it's good. If the people would have killed the hijackers, then they could have saved thousands and thousands of lives. So you can't say something is bad. Killing is bad. Killing is bad most of the time, and sometimes it's good. Right? So every action or every trait is not intrinsically bad. It's just the knowledge of when to apply it. When is it right to apply it and when not? It's not that the action is intrinsically bad. So yes, there's good and bad in the world, and that is in man's choices. But when you look at a human being, an action, a trait, we don't say that's just bad. Hashem didn't create something that's just bad. Hashem created things that have potentials this way and potentials that way, and it's up to us to decide where we'll apply it, and that's what makes it good or bad. So far, so good. And then finally, the other concept which you raised, that things are for good, that's the approach that says Hashem created the world and He's managing it. And if things happen, even though from our perspective some things are good and some things are bad, and we have a blessing when something amazing happens that's good, we say, Shechiyonu, thank you Hashem for letting me live to see this day, right? Shechiyonu kimon v'gyon lazman hazeh. And we have a blessing for things that from our perspective are bad. And that's the blessing of Baruch Dayan HaEmet. Blessed is Hashem who is a true judge. We say what He's done is true, even if it doesn't. We don't like it. We recognize Him being the true judge. Yeah. We also say that there's an overall plan, and if things had to play themselves out this way, then there's good in it. I don't always know the good. I don't always see the good, but I'm saying there's a manager to this world. He's in charge, and he's taking us in a certain direction. We have a certain leeway within that of our free will, but the general direction Hashem controls. And Hashem is going to ensure that things come out for the good. Ultimately, good will come out of it. I don't know what good will come out of A or B or C, but I do know that there's a master to the world, and he's overseeing that things will work themselves out in the right direction. I don't always have the answers. You know, there are all kinds of things we see in this world that are difficult to understand. Why does Hashem create a world where such pain can happen, where people can exploit other people, people could hurt other people, where people could suffer, even if not at the hands of other people, then at the hands of science and the elements? We see a world where Hashem created tremendous potential for pain. And we don't always have the answers as to why Hashem knows that it's right to create such a world. Because from our human perspective, we think the world should be different. We have answers, but they're not the best answers that we'd like as to why Hashem created pain and suffering and evil. At the end of the day, we say he's the Ana Emet, and whatever he's doing is part of a broader plan that will be for good. Okay? So those are the three different concepts here. We have the concept, there is good and bad, and I make choices all the time. That's what the Torah says, choose good. That's our free will. We have the concept of we have the concept of things not being intrinsically bad. It's a question of knowing when to apply them. And then we have the concept that things are for the good, that even when things seem very, very difficult and dire, we believe that Hashem is running the show and there's good in all this, even if we don't see it. That's faith already. That's after you've built up your understanding of why Judaism is true, why the Torah is true, why the prophets are true, why the words of the sages are true. So then you say, okay, they also told me that there's a good behind it all. If you want to start with that, I don't think you can. Because you can't logically prove it. You can't logically prove that, you know, if A or B or C happened, that must be for the good. No, you don't know that. If you've built up everything else about understanding why Judaism is true, the Torah is true, our tradition is true, then part of that tradition is that Hashem says, I'm telling you, I'm paying attention, and it's for the good. He, blessed be He, can tell us that. If we want to say that, that's faith. You can build up that faith. You can understand why it makes sense to have that faith. You can't prove it. Make sense?